Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's the very first one-stop online resource designed to bridge the breast cancer education gap between patient and doctor. The Breast Cancer School for Patients is a video-based online school built on the idea that patients will make a better treatment decision when they are taught to be an expert in their own breast cancer care. Dr. John Williams is the founder of Breast Cancer School for Patients. Dr. Williams is a leading expert in breast cancer care, a distinguished surgeon, founder, and medical director of Novant Health UVA Health System Breast Center, a leader in breast cancer patient education, and an advocate for patient involvement in their cancer care decisions. Dr. John Williams, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Williams, welcome to the program.
Rick, thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program today, and I want to start this concept is very interesting and a unique concept. How did the idea for this video-based breast cancer school for patients, how did it begin and then develop to what it is today?
Well, Rick, as a breast cancer surgeon, family and friends call me all the time to ask me questions. Are they going to be diagnosed with breast cancer? Or if they have breast cancer, what do they do next? And after a very short conversation where I share concepts, not just information, but concepts, they were so empowered to move forward and engage their physician to get better care. And I learned that there's just something missing online about health information. It's confusing, it's scattered, and why not put everything together in breast cancer, online, in video format, in one website, and free to the public? Why not put it all there so a woman can engage their physicians after being well-informed? You really get lost on the internet, and that was the whole purpose, and we're really pleased to have it up and running.
Yeah, on the internet, you've got a lot of information. Sometimes when you're looking for medical-related issues, you may have too much information, and as you mentioned, sort of disorganized. Sometimes you read things you really shouldn't be reading because they don't apply to you. You have exactly what people need as they're trying to make those decisions. Let's talk a little bit about what's there. We mentioned the video. Something else that's interesting, you've got a newsletter sign-up, and the newsletter will give you access to what the doctor's questions, and this really is a key to being a self-advocate, isn't it?
Absolutely. Self-advocacy is not only be informed, but engaging your treating physicians or your breast specialist with that information. And the whole website, every single page has a list of two or three questions. Let's say you want to learn about a breast MRI if you're diagnosed with breast cancer. It gives you the key questions to ask your doctor the next time you go in. But if you do register, then we will immediately email you an entire list of several hundred questions of the key concepts that you may want to use to engage your physician. Because as a breast cancer patient, a woman has to confront and engage with a breast surgeon, and then a medical oncologist, and then a radiation oncologist. I mean, it is confusing. So that's why we share these lists of questions.
And the website, once again, is breastcancercourse.org. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What's interesting, and you talk to so many people that are involved in medical situations that are told you need to be an advocate. They're all prepared. They're ready to go. They get to the doctor's office. They got their questions. There's something intimidating, isn't there, about a doctor's office? And sometimes we we forget all the questions. We sort of get intimidated and really don't pursue and be an advocate for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And Rick, you've probably been involved in health causes and charities in the past, and you kind of get a sense that people are grateful when they get their care. But boy, the journey to get to that point is very, very difficult. And so I think the key thing is when a physician, even I, as a breast cancer surgeon, someone comes in and is asking me very appropriate questions, Rick, I give them better care because they push me. They make me think of things out of the box. And that is the whole goal. The physician that you're engaging with is a human. They may be having a bad day. They may forget something that they mentioned 5 minutes ago. And when you're engaging them in their language, there's just something powerful about that. And you work together as a team to make better treatment choices. And that's the whole concept of self-advocacy.
And you say, of course, everybody's trying to think, okay, what can I do to help myself? It's a scary time when you get a cancer diagnosis. And you're saying maybe the first step is what knowledge so that you can be a self-advocate.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the internet is a vast ocean of information that you need guidance. And it's not just to learn a bit of information here or there, as you mentioned. It's to learn the key concepts. And why are we, as breast specialists, not teaching these key concepts that we know that we have to use to make helpful treatment decisions for a patient? So let me give you an example. Let's say you're a woman, you've had surgery, you think you may need chemotherapy, or you don't know. Why not go into that appointment well-versed on genomic assays and well-versed on the type of tumor? And what are the decision points? And when you do that and you engage your medical oncologist, they will be, their ears and eyes light up, and they can have a great conversation with you. And every single one of these topics, we have a video and a topic on genomic assays. We have a video and topic on, will I need chemotherapy? So that's what's fun about this. And it was a process to put all this complex information into one easy to navigate and watchable website, the Breast Cancer School for Patients.
I was going to say, yeah, watchable's a key to this. And you've taken these complex issues, you break them down so you're thinking, okay, I'm going to watch this tutorial, which sounds a little intimidating, just the word tutorial. So I better allow like an hour and a half to watch this. You get right to the point, don't you? You deliver the message and make the patient better for it.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's still real concepts, but each video probably averages on 8 to 10 minutes. And it's so important to know that all of this is free. This is my passion. Why it came to me, why haven't we been doing this in video format in healthcare for years? We haven't. And that's why I spent the time and resources to do it. And hopefully it'll change the paradigm of how patients, whether they have breast cancer or they have a heart problem, can learn information and get better care, because just as you and I are talking, we get to know each other. And you can imagine, the more you talk and engage with your physician, you will know them, they will know you, and together you'll make better treatment choices.
BreastCancerCourse.org is the website. I'll give you that here in a second, a couple minutes left, with Dr. John Williams, breast cancer specialist, the founder of the Breast Cancer School for Patients. Telemedicine is something we've just heard a lot about. It seems like over the last couple of years where it's gained validity. Talk about the importance of this, because this is another way, a very effective way, to reach out to patients, that bond between patient and doctor.
Absolutely. And you know what? In some ways, it's a free form of telemedicine in your own home. Mostly when we talk telemedicine, it is done between hospital to hospital. If you're in a smaller hospital, you need a specialist, you can communicate in video format and have an exchange of ideas and maybe improve the care there. What's key about this, if you are a woman and you're scared that your biopsy may show a cancer, why not have a video-based breast specialist teach you the important concepts in your own home, in your own time, so then you're prepared for the next bit of information or the next step ahead. God bless your diagnosis with a breast cancer. I do think it's the wave of the future, and it is the very first video-based school for patients anywhere. But I think breast cancer is the best place to start, because it's so common and unfortunate. But you know what? We're real successful at treating it.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that. As I'm going on the website, I'm seeing new information there, a Taylor-X breast cancer treatment trial study, for example. It really seems like progress is being made on a very steady basis.
There are leaps and bounds in breast cancer knowledge and treatment, and one of the biggest leaps forward came out in June, where we learned that there are even more women that do not benefit from chemotherapy. So if you think about it, there were a lot of women maybe getting chemotherapy that we thought we were helping, but in fact, the toxicities of it were actually harming. So the key thing about new leaps and bounds in breast cancer is communicating it to the public. That video is the number one video on the Taylor-X trial if you search YouTube. And that's the power of putting great concepts in professionally produced videos. And then you see they are the most searched and successful videos online. And we get good information out to a lot of people.
A very important and exciting project. We're talking about the Breast Cancer School for Patients. Breastcancercourse.org is the website. Free educational platform with over 80 tutorials, along with other great information on the website as well. The founder of the Breast Cancer School for Patients, our guest on This Week in America, Dr. John Williams, breast cancer specialist. Dr. Williams, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you for having me. You have a wonderful show, and thank you for highlighting breast cancer and the Breast Cancer School for Patients during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And once again, the website breastcancercourse.org. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.